Number two, be confident in your abilities. A major setback can shake your confidence in yourself and your abilities. The natural reaction to an unexpected reversal of fortune is for you to feel stunned, shocked, and angry, as if you have just been punched in the emotional solar plexus. This is normal and natural for all of us when we experience sudden reversals and disappointments. But no matter what happens, remind yourself that you are a thoroughly good person. You are a person of character, competence, and intelligence. No matter what has happened, you have the ability to rise to the challenge and deal with the situation. Talk to yourself positively to rebuild your self-confidence. Say things like, I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. Whenever something goes seriously wrong, you experience the fear of failure, as I mentioned before. You immediately experience this fear or feel it in your stomach. You may feel that you are not capable or competent. Sometimes you feel like a loser. When things go wrong in spite of your best efforts, you'll often have feelings of self-doubt. Fortunately, you can neutralize these negative feelings by saying firmly to yourself, I can do it. I can do it. I can do anything I put my mind to. Tell yourself that you can do anything that you resolve to. Tell yourself that there is no problem that you cannot solve. Look upon the solving of the problem or the resolving of the crisis as a test of your character and intelligence. See it as a challenge, something that has been sent to you to help you to grow in knowledge and wisdom. The only real antidote to worry is purposeful action in the direction of your goals. Instead of becoming upset or doubting yourself and your abilities, decide to take action, any action, to resolve the difficulty and get yourself through the crunch. Remind yourself that problems come not to obstruct, but to instruct. Especially, don't take the setback or problem personally. In business, no matter how smart or experienced you are, fully 70% of your decisions will turn out to be wrong or disappointing in the fullness of time. Don't be surprised or upset when negative things happen to you. They happen to everyone who goes into business or who accepts a position of responsibility in any organization. As they say, problems go with the territory. Self-confidence comes from a feeling of forward motion toward your goals. So get so busy working on the solutions to your problems that you don't have time to worry about what has happened, especially things that you cannot change.